And now I'm going to show you right happening. Right time, right place. Now, I just want to say something, okay, about right time, right place. Please don't always think of, it's always something favorable, something easy, something nice. Sometimes, right time, right place may not look at first like it's favorable. Later on, you look back, my goodness, it's right time, right place. I remember many years ago when Jessica was 2 years old. She's a young lady now. And we traveled for the first time with her along, her first travel overseas. Wendy and I, we share one luggage. Jessica has two luggages, plus one pram. You parents, young parents, you know what it's like, right? Remember, when you travel, you didn't realize, what just, this small creature has so many things to bring along, you know? And you want to bring them along because you feel it's necessary. So she has two luggage and then one pram. At the end of our trip, it was quite an exhaustive trip because at the end we were very tired and we had a night flight. So we were on our way to the airport for the night flight and we got caught in a jam, okay? So I said, no problem, we still have some time, all right, it'll be fine. By the time we reached the airport, we rushed all the way to the counter. The guy says, it's closed. We're sorry. I said, why? I said, no, your flight. I think your flight might have been have gone off already. I said, no. I look at the ticket again. We thought it's 2230. It's 2130. You know how frustrated you feel at that time? You're angry with yourself. You're angry at the situation. You give a silent prayer. Only one syllabus, why? You know, Tiana, you know, it's like, why? You know, it's like, sometimes you feel like, oh, you know, when it rains, right? It's like heaven is pouring on you, you know, it's like, why me, you know? Everyone is blessed, but we felt we're the last ones, and but the guy looked at us, I think my face is very pitiful, he had compassion on us. You know what? I'll check you in, I'll process it, but I cannot check in your luggage. Don't forget how many luggage we have, plus a pram. He said that you have to run all the way, okay? Hopefully, at the end, the gate is right at the end of the terminal. Do your best, run all the way. If the plane is still there, you get on it. So we started running. I still remember now, until today, all right? We were running, Wendy and I was pulling as many luggage as I can, push some forward, then carry the rest. Wendy pushing the pram. We're running, push all the way. Amen. And then we reach the place and from far, I can see there's an attendant. All right, standing at the gate there and she told us to go in real fast. Our luggage and all, to try to arrange, put it outside. They put it inside. And then we got in. By the time you sat on your seat, you're like, it's definitely not right time, right place, man. And I was like frustrated. I was not feeling good. I felt stressed. I felt discouraged. I felt all kinds of all the negative emotions, right? And then there was an announcement. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize because we have a problem with the conveyor belt. Now, I've traveled a lot, even during that time. I know of problems, planes are delayed because of weather or because of engine trouble. I never hear because of faulty conveyor belt. So I realized, hey, my luggage made it delivered by hand. Many of them, their luggage, not even the cargo yet. Now, y'all look at me and say, well, Pastor Prince, you knew it was God, right? No. I'm sorry to disappoint you. After 10 minutes sitting down there, I told myself, how come it's not moving? Who is the one delaying this flight? That was my thought. Who was the one delaying my, you know? See, something we all can get very natural. And then like this, God spoke to my heart. Now, it's not a witness. When I say God speak, it's God speaking, not a witness, okay? God said to me, son, I delayed this flight for you. I tell you, when you hear God, you know, speaking His love to you, when you know you're loved, at that moment you feel so loved, all your frustrations, all your stress, all your anger, all just melt. Amen? We had time to be comfortable, drink our welcome drink, get ready, all right, take off our shoes. Oh, you got to keep on your shoes for flight. Yep. Just be comfortable. It was after 20 minutes, all right, that the flight took off. It's as if waiting for us, you know. Amen? So sometimes, right time, right place initially may not appear. But then God wants you to learn a lesson of, I love you. And if I need to delay something, I'll delay it for you. Amen. I really believe God can change legislation and all that just for you. The very year that you're qualifying for something, they change. It's for you. You think it cannot be just for me? For you. Day, bro, for you. It's really for you. He counts the hairs on your head. Not even one of them falls without Him knowing. Amen.